an interview with Dr. Roseanne Welch, author of Why the Monkeys Matter, on the Zilch Podcast, episode number 48. For more information, visit roseannewelch.com/monkeys.
Right, and it wasn't a topical humor that dated. It was a timeless humor, but yet somehow they were able to thematically bring in a lot of the issues of the 60s. And in some ways, those tensions that we were all, I was much younger, but that American culture specifically was dealing with in the 60s, those things in some senses are timeless. They come up in different ways for every generation.
Oh, yeah, as I said, and the anti-materialism. I mean, we have the big, you know, small movement and try to think small and have small houses. Mm-hmm. We're trying not to be so materialistic. We're trying to be a little bit anti-authority. I mean, I don't mind too much authority, but you don't want authority to have too much power.
Yes.
And so those ideas are still out in the world. They haven't really been resolved.
Exactly. And the monkeys is just, I think, an interesting lens to sort of look at that and engage in those things in a way that manages to, both the music and the TV show, manage to engage with those issues that are in a way that's both playful and serious.
Exactly. I think, one, that balance, it's the classic, a spoonful of sugar, so you can take mm-hmm. the news with that spoonful of fun. And, of course, we can't deny that there's also a lovely bit of nostalgia, but the nostalgia doesn't mean that I'm coming home and playing the theme song from the Seven Brides and Seven Brothers TV show or something like that. So it can't just be. A lot of people want to tie it to that. And I know that's part of it, but it's not all of it, or many other programs would be having the same kind of resurgence.
Exactly. That makes total sense to me. And I think to all of us.